back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open to text only, 844-967-2789. Reason for that, we moved into a much bigger studio. Requires a lot of rewire and rephone work waiting on AT&T. But you can text in your comment or question to 844-967-2789. Luke will read it on the air. The major development happened in the last couple of days, and I want to give you the latest response to it. Moscow Mitch, described by Trump as a broken-down old crow, Moscow Mitch, finally got up on his hind legs and said that the January 6th incident was, quote, a violent insurrection. He said, quote, it was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the other. That is the clearest, best description of the truth of this. And it's taken him a long time. It's taken him a year to come around to saying it. He's hinted at it. Then he goes back a couple of weeks ago. He said, if Trump is the nominee, I'll support him. So he sniffs around. He's always sniffing like a dog on a log. If you took him for a walk in the forest, his nose would be under every log, sniffing around for whatever advantage he could find. Well, let me tell you something. This time he got up on his hind legs and he said the right thing. And then he criticized the Republican National Committee. He hit him. He goes, it's not the party's job to police the views of lawmakers. What he was hitting was the voice vote to censure Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for serving in the January 6th commission. And he wasn't the only one. Mitt Romney called Ronna McDaniel, the RNC chair, to chew her out. She's his niece. She's his brother's daughter. Sadly, I said this and I'm going to say it again. Her middle name is Romney, Ronna Romney McDaniel. Until Trump called her, I'm not kidding, said, drop the Romney. I don't like Romney. So she dropped her maiden name because Trump told her to. This is sick. How many women would do that? I don't know anybody. That's just a very sick thing to do. Sick of Trump to say it, and was sick of her to obey him. And others, Shelley Moore Caputo, Lisa Murkowski, some of the others. But, you know, you're certainly not going to see the Hawley, Cottons, Cruises, the real pathological specimens in the Republican Party. You're not going to see them. Josh Hawley and Cruz basically supported the Republican National Committee in their attacks on Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And the one that I can't believe, Elise Stefanik from upstate New York, she essentially attacked Moscow Mitch. She opposed Moscow Mitch. She goes, now remember, Elise Stefanik is number three in seniority in the House. Otherwise, she's a nonentity, a cipher from a rural part of New York, which in New York is a big deal because most of New York is New York City. Rural congressmen, a lot of other states have a lot of influence and they're very good. But in New York, they're given short shrift because New York City runs things. Her only shot at fame is to be the number three, and she took Liz Cheney's place because they threw Liz Cheney out. Well, now she's sucking along. And she goes, well, no, the Republican National Committee did the right thing. Oh, really? Early on, before she realized she might be in leadership, she was totally the other way. Then Kevin McCarthy is walking down the hall. He's between a rock and a hard place. He wants to be speaker. The right wing in the House is suspicious of him. They may dump him. And moderates don't want a guy who's a Trumper. So he goes along and a reporter goes, what do you think of Mitch McConnell saying what he did? Did you agree with the RNC? And he goes, I'm going to my office. You want to talk to me? Make an appointment. Make an appointment. That's what he said. Hey, look, Jack, who do you think you are? That's an up or down, Jack. Hey, Jack, that is an up or down. That's not all that difficult. Not all that difficult to figure out what you think one way or the other. one way or the other. Anyway, good for Moscow Mitch. It's not he did it out of a lot of conviction. Moscow Mitch did it because Trump has called him a broken down old crow so many times. Trump is supporting Republican Senate candidates in primaries who will not vote for Moscow Mitch as majority leader. So Moscow Mitch figures, Trump's after me anyway. I might as well harvest something out of this. I might as well push back against him. That's all that's going on. If Trump said, I like Moscow Mitch and I want him as my majority leader, he would suck along like a dog looking for candy in a guy's hand. Believe me, that's their kind. That's what they do. So don't get all carried away, starry-eyed and emotional about this, that somehow Moscow Mitch is doing the right thing. Moscow Mitch is doing it because Trump has incessantly called him a broken down old crow and attacked Moscow Mitch's wife. Moscow Mitch's wife is of Chinese ancestry, and Trump attacks her in effect on racial terms. And unlike Cruz, where Trump attacked his wife and father, and Cruz turned around and sucked up to him and said, we got to elect Trump. And he headed up a phone bank and made calls. Moscow Mitch, does he have a semblance of worm-like courage of some sort? I don't know. I think it's really more that Trump's after him. So he figures the only way he can maintain control of the Senate is to stand up to Trump in a kind of a polite way. He doesn't go and say, well, Trump is a thief and a potential felon. We don't want him as our presidential candidate. He doesn't say that. He just says, yeah, well, committing felonies and killing five people is not legitimate political discourse. Well, duh. Okay. Yeah, that's really going to get you a lot of praise from history books that you what said that? No one thought that it was a good thing. No one thought that it was legitimate political discourse. There are a lot of people in the Republican Party who have a very, very tough decision. When they go into these primaries for the Senate, and they all want to be in the Senate, in Ohio, everywhere, they have got to decide, can I get Trump's endorsement? And if I can't get it, can I do the next best thing and really break from him? Or should I suck along and try to make him not too angry? That's what's going on. That's what's going on. And the ones that are sucking along are disgraceful. I mean, they're absolutely disgraceful how they're, how servile they are, really. These people want to be in the U.S. Senate. How servile they are. Give you an example. There's a guy named J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance in Ohio. There's a guy named Menzel in Ohio. There's a couple of others. J.D. Vance is the guy that wrote Hillbilly Elegy. Everybody thought he was sort of an intellectual and maybe a moderate. Turns out he's a right-wing Trumper. But so are the others. They are several people in Ohio who are going full frontal right-wing Trump. Full frontal big lie. Election stolen. Trump is sniffing around in Pennsylvania. He hasn't endorsed anybody yet because it's not clear who is the biggest suck of Trump. The other thing is down in Alabama, the same thing. But if he endorses people who don't win, then he loses. So he can't endorse absolute certifiable right-wing nuts. Well, he has endorsed a few. But in Ohio and in Pennsylvania, stand by. It's going to be amazing to see who he endorses because so many people are sucking up to him. We're going to a break. Lines are open for text only, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.